It's bacon. I get a blue line. Goes up and down.
Oh, yes.
Bacon, 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 bacon! It's bacon! Bacon strips.
No, it's not. It's bacon strips.
It's a classic lemon drizzle cake. Or a Victoria sandwich, your choice. Mary loves her Victoria sandwiches.
Why is the class of Saved by the Bell on there?
There's someone named Bell.
Who? What? Where? What? Who?
The infographic.
Oh. Yeah, why do they represent Cyclops? New class?
And who's rogue fighting? Man with no face?
Oh, that's a DC hero called The Question. That means he doesn't know.
Ah.
Yeah, the rogue has not fought anyone. I don't get the new class. I don't know. We'll have to bring it up when
he's
from
X-Men,
here.
The new class?
yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Mr. Belding fights Iron Man. I don't know. Head Screech. Maybe Scott is Screech?
Doubtful.
I don't know, man.
Are you saying Scott is well hung and prone to violence?
Making porn movies on his side and will stab you with a knife quicker than ever.
Seriously.
What are you doing here?
Five-star Lokis.
A bite of coffee at this coffee shop? Nope, you're getting stabbed in the kidney.
That's it. Five-star Loki is now Screech.
Stab, surprise, stab, knife! Stab, stab. That's a good point. We should keep that. I like that. Somebody, we'll bring that up. We talk about the Saved by the Bell graphic we don't understand.
Okay.
Keep that in your head. That's good.
I will. I'll try to work it in there.
All right. This is episode 169.
Giggity.
Yeah. Hundreds of giggities. Well, we're only being joined by Samurai this week. Nobody else is coming to play.
That's fine. We're early.
Hey, and something crazy happened here in town last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Penn State won a basketball game against a ranked opponent.
What?
Yeah. It's absurd.
How's that going?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows how that happened.
First time it's ever happened.
Yeah. I have Would You Like to Build a Snowman stuck in my head.
I don't know why I find that completely reasonable.
It's because it's freaking cold outside. I hate numbers less than 30.
It's barely less than 30. However, I don't know why that's the wind. The wind just cuts through you.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
I have an extremely aerodynamic car, and that wind was blowing up me all over the road today.
I think we went to lunch, it was like 29. However, every time the wind blew, I was pretty sure it was like sub-zero. My hands were so frozen. All I needed to do was walk down to the comic book shop, and it was so cold. I ate too much ham. That happened at Thanksgiving.
Too much?
Yeah.
I didn't know. How much is that?
Well, I had ham Thursday, and I had ham Friday, and I had ham Saturday. At least I got to, you know, lighten it up some on Sunday by eating those chicken wings.
Sure thing, Lisa. So you're saying that there's one magical animal that makes bacon, pork chops, and ham. Oh, which reminds me, since it's still early and we're not in the show just yet, man, that afternoon game was a hard watch, dude. Two weeks in a row.
Dude, they were bad.
Two weeks in a row. I mean, that other one had a better outcome, but...
Yeah, this one I watched the end of and they blew it.
Yeah.
Stupid interceptions.
Yeah.
All right, that's his two. That's his two bad turnover I look like garbage games. He should be done now for the year. Now he can make his playoff run. It's going to be the goal. However, that dropped us down to fourth place, which means we're going to have to go to freaking New England to get trounced by 45 points in the playoffs. Because that's what happens.
Well, there's always Chris Hogan.
Always some random jerk in the slot that we can't cover. All right, we ready to move in? Get moving? English is hard?
Yeah. Yeah, words are tough.
We speak words. The ability to speak does not confer a sign of intelligence. Something like that. Insert Jar Jar joke.
But what if you can't speak? Then does that mean never mind?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm good to go.
Alrighty. True believers, welcome to the 169th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the woolly one, you can call me Craig, with me. We got KS72, he's Ray, Sneaky B15, he's Ian. Good evening, gentle folks.
Hello.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir. Yes. This is the week of after Thanksgiving to the start of December. 11/28 to 12/5. Wow. Your Deadpool Daily lands. Wednesday, Green Sentry. Thursday, Green Pun. Friday, Purple Blade. Saturday, Red Patch. Sunday, Black Torch. Monday, Red Colossus. Tuesday, Yellow Scott. Wednesday, Blue Hood. Over in the 5-day 4-star coverage! Oh, the Titans. So on the 24th was Professor X versus Elektra. Mm-hmm. This was the easiest crash I have had in the longest time. I won on turn two because my board was nothing but match fives.
Oh.
Turn one, I made a match five. You know, she took a big pile of damage. Right. She took a turn. After her turn, I had three criticals on the board. Three more match fives. I went, made that one, you're done. I was like, wow. Okay, thanks.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. It was
usually
stupid.
Usually more than one critical disrupts all my other opportunities for criticals because of the cascading effect.
Yeah, it was, well, luckily the ones that were like way at the top of the board, so I could leave the ones at the bottom. It was absolutely crazy. I'm like, wow, I've never had a crash go that easy. I didn't have to go invisible. I didn't have to wait for her to double cross. Like, I had to do nothing. I had to do no work.
Mine did not go nearly as well. Elektra immediately, as soon as I got purple, Elektra went, no, we're going to match that away. Oh, and by the way, I just shadow stepped. And every time you make a match, I'm going to hurt you real bad. And lost the very first time. Mm. But then the second time, when I went invisible, it put it way down in the bottom corner and she couldn't do anything. It still took a little bit for her to get the purple to put those tiles out, but then it was over. So yeah, it went about as expected the second time.
Yeah, I always kind of want to like get enough purple to go invisible, but don't actually go invisible until she gets enough purple to double cross. Then go invisible so you can start cranking up those tiles.
Yeah, I could have done that. Ian, any luck?
It was similar. The first one was going on forever, and then she used her double cross, and she stole all my strike tiles, and then I died mysteriously. From what you were describing, I assumed there's a component of Shadow Step that kills me?
Yeah, Shadow Step does damage.
Yeah, every time, as long as she has Shadow Step trap tiles out there, every time you do damage, she dodges the damage and you take damage.
That must have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened the first time. Then I won the second time. Things just went better.
Okay.
I was able to, make some matches, criticals, other such things. I don't know.
All right, moving on.
I remember winning.
Yay! Coming up number next is, again, with the Scott. Who's he fighting? I've already forgotten.
He fights Hulkbuster, I believe.
Yep. All right, so here's a question for our friend Samurai. Why is the infographic showing me the class of Saved by the Bell, the new class, as Scott?
Yeah, I don't get that in any way.
Like, is it just because of Screech? That Scott is Screech?
No.
That can't be it. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yep. Oh, wait. Oh, it was an actor reference. Wow.
All right. Did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I'm going to zoom in. That's funny. I didn't even know there was a Saved by the Bell, the new class, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the one where Screech like is working back at the school.
Oh.
Like he's now like the vice principal or some jibba jabba.
He works for Mr. Belding?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
it happens after the college years. So you got Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay.
Saved by the Bell, the college years, and then
right.
And then Screech then goes back to whatever high school.
That's why he's such an angry, violent guy.
That's right.
Man, that guy. What an interesting life. Stabbed a lot of people. Did not go to prison for it, as far as I know.
He will stab you at a moment's notice in a coffee shop or wherever he may be, and you're just not gonna see it coming.
So can Ray add that to the glossary? That five-star Loki with his surprise knife will forever be known as Screech.
He's now going to be Screech.
Okay.
I can try and add it, sure. Is that called? Did I call that Craigisms? Or I don't know. I'll find it.
I think it's under the Craigisms glossary.
Yeah, so he's going to be Screech. Mystery Stabbins. All right. Long talking about nothing. Oh, my God. What just happened to all my graphics? Holy smokes. My whole world just up and down. After that is Rogue versus somebody or something or other. Rogue strong. She should win.
Yeah, strong and doesn't take much damage. But who knows who she's fighting? The answer is no one. No one knows who she's fighting. Oh, except probably the devs at this point.
James Marsden with Cyclops? Oh, me. Sorry, I'm trying to follow along as people are discussing this, and I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm like, why is Teddy from Westworld on Saved by the Bell? I thought we were talking about Cyclops.
Poor Teddy. Ian, you have a chance with your rogue.
Do I?
You need to make a bunch of green and then make whatever power or whatever color green then tells you to make after that and then explode yourself.
Okay.
So you're gonna use green. That'll then tell you to match whatever their strongest color is. Make all that until you get like 14 or something, and then you explode in anger and you do a big pile of damage.
Hmm. I'll try that.
Right. Yeah, and you have all three powers, so it seems possible. I think that's doable.
Right. Yeah. I agree. You got a good go.
Depends on who her opponent turns out to be, but...
Right.
All right, let's move on. Story
it'll
land.
It'll be Red Hulk. Guarantee it'll be Red Hulk. Stealing all my green.
Oh, that would be mean.
Probably will be, too. It'll be hilarious.
Gamma siphon!
Gamma siphon!
Gamma siphon!
Lisa needs braces! Storyland, the week-long enemy of the state is wrapping up. That should have gotten you 6 colossi, 2 nebulae. 66 CP at the end. Top folks who are not me will get Dazzler covers. And 51 on down, get some Rockets and Groots. Coming up next, starting tomorrow, Ian, pay attention, Ian, Alliance event tomorrow. Ultron.
I will park back up for that.
We'll talk about how that event's going to play out down in the news here.
Oh, there's new details?
No.
Okay.
Just who's pumped up and such, because...
Okay. I was like, it's going to... play out similarly to the way it has before. I'm not going to be able to match away enough bombs. I'll explode. I'll get frustrated. And I hate Ultron bots.
Yeah, but you can always, you know, do that with the 3-star team. You get your Hulk, your Storm, your Kamala Khan, bickety bam. Off you go.
Mm.
Then we also got Shield Training featuring that brand new, only slightly prematurely exposed Prowler. That sounds like a bad thing that would happen. I got a prematurely exposed Prowler.
Prematurely exposed.
Yeah. Most importantly about this shield training is it yet again requires Dazzler. Oh, yeah. Woo! Dazzler and Medusa and Carol. I love all those characters.
Mm.
Super stoked. PvP land. The reality season is upon us. Top Gun is running right now, so that'll get you a Falcon, an Iceman, 15 CP. Top folks get you Invisible Woman, then it is Patch. So that'll then be followed up by Sharp Dressed Man. Again, Patch, Invisible Woman, the CP. Then the top 10 folks will get that Prowler guy, and 11 to 50 will get Punisher. If you have not started your Shield Sim yet, that'll get you Quicksilver, 3 Star Lords, and then a Domino at the end. All right, let's move it on to the Superhero Showdown.
All right.
Hold on, I didn't write something down.
Uh-oh.
Let's listen to Grape Type.
Well, I have to look this up. So this week, let's talk about last week. I always want to skip
last week.
So last week we had Vermin versus Cottonmouth.
Yes.
All right, Ray, tell me, did anyone actually vote for Vermin?
So there weren't that many voters. Yet again, I'm going to tell you, if you vote, your vote may count very strongly because there just weren't that many people. However... let me tell you what a couple of the comments were. This showdown is already brilliant. Vermin rope-a-dopes Cottonmouth for 6 days. When Cottonmouth collapses under the weight of his sweet pimp hat, Vermin wins by pinfall.
Wow. All right.
Unfortunately, that's the only story that the Vermin actually comes out a winner. The other Woo! Comment, voting for Cottonmouth, if for no other reason than to hear you guys try to find out which Cottonmouth will move on to the next fight. So Vermin versus Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth was the winner with nearly double, actually just over double the number of votes. So there you go.
All right.
But so Cottonmouth is the winner, but I encourage you to vote because this next one's going to be interesting. I don't know, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, all right. So this week in the Heptadecagon.
Yes.
And corner number 5, coming at you from somewhere in the universe, we have Ronan, the Accuser. And corner number 13, coming you from somewhere else in the universe, we have Andromeda.
Woo!
Doesn't she come from Atlantis or Atlantia or?
Yeah, that's in the universe.
Okay.
Yep, that's true.
Everyone is in the universe. All right, who wins? Tell me now.
Who goes first? That's the real question.
I'll go first. Okay. Because I need Craig's help.
Okay.
All right, Craig.
Ian.
Tell me about the arena that we're fighting in.
Oh. All right, I'm going to say it just got flooded by an unlimited amount of seawater.
Oh, see, great. That's cheating. That's, no. That is Ronan's luck, but.
Because that will weigh heavily on the potential outcome.
I mean, I don't think there's any way. I mean, Andromeda's not coming to the surface to fight anything.
Right. I really felt like this, you know, arena was supposed to create a neutral ground until I found out that, you know, it's tough. Listen, let's get down to brass tacks. My character can't breathe air. If this is in a battle arena, I've lost. I could last for approximately 10 minutes on the surface without dying. I don't think I'll have any of my agility or superhuman strength if I'm out of water.
Yeah, I think Ronan totally is attacking Atlantis, so clearly you're in the ocean.
In that case, it's Ray should go first. I don't know anything about Ronan the Accuser.
All right, so Ronan the Accuser is a Kree. I'm trying to find what type of Kree he is. I can't find it. But he's one of the elite noble Kree, blue-skinned, and he is incredibly powerful. Apparently, he was third highest-ranking Kree in the universe for a while.
He's like the Grand Accuser or some such.
Yeah, the Grand Accuser, which is only below the Supreme Intelligence and somebody else that I can't remember, but that's okay. So he's an extremely powerful Kree, and he has a cybernetically enhanced... he's completely cybernetically enhanced. He was deemed to be an Alpha Plus by the Galadorian Space Knight icon. So, you know, you gotta look at all those rewards and awards and...
Yeah, I mean, you got an A+... He got an A+ on that test.
Exactly. He has gifted intellect. He is an accomplished strategist. He knows all about Kree law, which I don't know how that's going to come into play. But he Kree combat training, extreme weapon proficiency with just about anything he touches, and an extreme high strength level. He's a powerful, strong dude. He also is normally found in Kree combat armor. So he's going to have a whole lot of protection and universal weapon. He uses the most powerful of the universal weapons or cosmic rod wielded by the accusers. He can use energy blasts, force fields, and matter manipulation and flight. So he's a pretty strong guy. I don't know. I don't even underwater. I mean, as long as I have some
can
sort of...
Can you manipulate the matter to turn the water into air?
I don't know if matter manipulation actually goes that far, or at least his. Okay. I'm not really sure. I'm going to
Is
say...
Is the cybernetic suit waterproof?
Waterproof?
Like, will it short out when it goes underwater?
No.
Is he like a janky 70s robot?
Definitely not. Not a chance. I think he can survive in space. I think he's good underwater.
I was
going to
say, probably, that's...
Yeah, Ronan suits no better than your iWatch. Once you get past 10 meters, you're boned.
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, I am the daughter of Namor's arch nemesis, but that's all I got going for me other than that.
You can breathe water. You can swim pretty fast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not optimistic about my chances going forward.
You're stronger than a human. You got that going for you.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Maybe here's what I got. I think that Andromeda uses her feminine wiles and convinces Ronan that he should worship her, and thereby he wins. Or she wins.
Oh. So like we have a Shape of Water situation going on and we both win an Oscar?
Yes. Get that Oscar for a movie that seven people saw in an art house somewhere in Austin, Texas, because no one else saw that movie.
I don't know. Grinch also said that space is low pressure and water is high pressure, so it's a totally different situation. So the suit will probably fail and you'll probably drown.
I don't think that it would fail. He would be slower for sure, but...
Ooh, sweet! Here I come! Pow, pow, pow!
I think once you get close, you're going to be devastated. Run of the Accusers, he's way too powerful. He's got, I mean, his speed, his cybernetic speed is off the charts, so...
That's true.
But he can't win a dance-off.
That is true as well. I don't think that that is a qualifier in this arena. Dance-off is not... Not there.
All right. Well, there you go. Everybody, you vote now.
Voting is now open.
That's right. All right, let's move on.
Remain open for 24 hours after the end of the show.
Or like 6 days.
Right, indefinitely. I don't care how long it takes you to vote. I was just trying to do a reality show call-in situation. Yeah, I figured you were there.
All right, so let's move on. New character. Who was only slightly spoiled when he showed up accidentally in the last, SHIELD training thing.
Mm.
And then people said, hey, I got this new thing. And I said, who or what is a Prowler? I've never heard of this character. He's like a purple Deadpool.
Oh, no. Not another Deadpool.
So apparently the theory is that he's going to be in the next Spider-Man movie thing.
Right. The Spider-Man multiverse?
Maybe.
Or the Spider-Verse?
Sure.
Welcome to the Spider-Verse.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So he's a 4-star. He is got the Sinister Six affiliation, so that's cool.
Okay.
His name is Aaron Davis, which does not inspire fear in any way, because, you know, here comes Aaron Davis.
I think that's why he changed it to Prowler.
Yeah. He is purple, blue, and black. What's cool is they've added more information on here to this stat thing than normal. This is now telling me that at level 270, he will have 13,995 health. As we argued over last time how much health someone would have. Brigby here, I'm assuming he put this together, conveniently gave us the answer this time. So, hey, thanks.
Yeah.
His purple power is called On the Prowl. At the start of each turn, fortify two enemy, strike, attack, or protect tiles. Whenever your team matches a fortified enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles, he will steal that tile and improve it by 364.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good improvement.
Blue power is called Tinkerer's Toys. Deals 3,737 damage and stuns the targeted enemy for 3 turns. If your team has more total strike, attack, or protect tiles than the enemy team, also deal 2,724 AoE. That's pretty nice.
Well, it's not AoE, it's to the other people.
Okay, so 3,700 to the one guy and 2,700 to the rest. All right, yeah. I got you. His black power for 11 black is called I'll Get My Coat. Create 3 strength 256 friendly strike tiles and 2 strength 126 enemy strike tiles, then turn invisible for 3 turns. So he goes invisible. He gives them some tiles right away, but as soon as you start matching the way, they all become yours. And, you know, he can stun, he can go invisible. It's not really AoE, but kind of is. So, you know, he's got a little bit of everything in this. Sounds
seems like a good character to try out with Domino to generate all that black you're going to need.
Oh, Domino. Ian, how do you feel about Prowler? That's his name, right?
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm trying to remember what the clue was again, because I know I was sitting down for it. And for some reason, the clue had led us to Handsome Mutton Chop Guy from the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And this is clearly not him.
It was Bad Influence. Bad Influence.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll just
he seems good. I like the I like the 3-turn stun is a good amount of stun.
Mm.
And I like that his top ability has kind of a gambling element. Like, you're going to fortify their stuff. And if you can match it away, things will go your way.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the stun for a minute. So remember when we talked about Cable a couple weeks ago? And we said, oh my God, that stun's going to be redonkulous?
No. I don't remember that.
So I ran into someone with a champed Cable. Turns out that stun? Yeah, it's redonkulous.
Nope,
my whole team was stunned for 4 turns.
Didn't happen.
The whole team. I couldn't do anything.
Nope. I'm going to continue to deny this till you admit that we're talking about Bishop.
All right, maybe that's Bishop. Isn't that Cable? Maybe it's Bishop. I don't know. Whatever the last character is. Anyway, my whole team was stunned for 4 turns. That's all I know. I don't play this game. What the hell do I know?
I doubt your whole team was stunned for 4 turns. They were probably individually stunned.
One was stunned for 4, and then the next turn he was stunned for 3, and the second one was stunned for 4, right. And then the third person was stunned for 4, and one was stunned for 3, and one was stunned for 2. Shut up your faces.
That really does sound like Bishop.
Anyway, whoever that character is, he stunned me a whole lot, and I didn't like it, and they didn't play that character at all, and they should fix him and nerf him right now.
Oh, that cable.
Let's go and talk about the shield training. So that starts tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, for 7,000 hero points. You get yourself a Medusa, a Carol, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. There is a Prowler and Foes Vault. That's an 80-item vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Prowler, and 2 random 4 stars from the Call for Backups, which again are Medusa, Carol, and the world's greatest character, Allison the Dazzler. In your event land, Avengers vs. Ultron tomorrow at noon. Everybody in the Alliance, get on that. Prowler will be in the Alliance round rewards. So there you go, Ian.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully, hopefully all of our Alliance will be out of the hospital this time.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Shield training release. That also starts tomorrow. Rewards tokens to Deadpool versus Marvel Puzzle Quest. Random cover of Prowler and more. Let's see. The Sharp Dressed Man, like I said, also has a Prowler. You can get his placement. Deadpool versus MPQ will be coming on the 2nd. That'll give you Prowler as a progression reward and will give you tokens to the Prowler and Foes Vault. And then his PvP will be called Night Prowl. That's also starting on the 2nd. Prowler as a progression. And that will also get you tokens to the Prowler and Foes Vault. There you go. Prowler.
Before we move off of Prowler, I thought Twomp the DJ had a good mention that it seems like he would be a good third to Shuri and Black Panther combination because they're constantly doing special tiles and fortifying stuff, and yeah, seems like a good deal.
Sure. Avengers versus Ultron, a little bit more info here for you. Individual land, you can get some Rocket Groots, a Dazzler at 916,000, and the latest legend is 1.2 million. Alliance side is, what do we got there? 3 Doc Ocks. 3 Prowler covers you can get, Ian. 1 of each color. Look at that. You have a new character you can roster right away.
Right. Straight to the poop house.
Straight to the poop house. And if we finish round 8, we will get a Latest Legends token out of that. Powered up for that event in 5-star land, it's Cliff. It's Natasha. It's Iron Man. In 4-star land, it's that Bishop guy. Prowler. Shut up, I hate you guys. They're the same character. They're both jerks from the future who shoot guns. It's just one's a summer, so he's hated slightly more. It's got Dazzler. Dazzler powered up. Dazzler. Blonde Widow.
Bambalam.
Carol. Uncanny Deadpool. The oh-so-useless Falcon America. And Hulkbuster. 3-star land, it's Rocket and Groot, Gray Suit, Deadpool, Switch, Falcon, BDSM, Carol, Hawkeye, and Batterman. So some good teams to use there.
That does sound good. You got some support from the community, Craig.
Oh, really?
Yep. Tenzin said he feels the same way about Bishop Cable. Jerks from the future who fire a big gun. Even Brigby can't keep them straight, allegedly.
Yeah. All right. One's got a big M tattoo in his face, and the other one's got an electric eye.
That's pretty distinctive.
They both have facial scars.
They both carried a big gun. Whatever. Let's move on. This week.
All right.
I don't have any local news, except that, yeah, Penn State basketball team actually won a game versus a ranked opponent. They beat VaTech last night.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
That's possibly the first time I've ever heard you mention Penn State basketball. Like, ever.
Because they suck really, really bad.
And this is the second time.
I mean, they're effing awful.
So Perondiac did have a follow-up on local news. The Family Entertainment Center is going to have inflatables, interactive games, and space for private parties. It is aimed at 10-year-olds. That's pretty specific in my mind. But
that is very specific. Boy, I feel like there's probably a range, but I did.
Maybe 8
I
to 12.
I'm pretty sure it's a pretty wide range. I got a follow-up from Ray's buddy Kurt. That's what it is. It's an indoor bounce house.
Oh, okay, like the one you have up your way.
Exactly the same thing.
All right.
It could even be the same people.
Could be.
They seem to just be going around to dying malls in the area and renting up some space and filling it with bounce houses.
Maybe it's just like, they're like the people who just spring up escape rooms all over town. Maybe those things will just keep appearing.
I got to get in on one of those again.
We still got two more in town we haven't tried yet.
I know. I'm ready.
There's three of them.
By ready, I mean, I'm not really ready, but I am kind of. I'm wanting to do them.
Yeah.
But
we did one. It was fun. I'll do another.
Yeah. One a year is plenty.
Yeah. All right. Moving on.
In local news.
Oh, he's got more local news. Go ahead.
Greg, have you played Wonka's World of Candy?
Is this a game?
It is a game.
Can I play this on my iPad?
It's only for your iPad or telephone.
I am downloading it right this second. Hold on. Let me get to the App Store.
Okay. That was an easy sell. Brace yourself. It's not fun.
I don't care.
Okay.
You
I didn't think you would.
You sold me at Wonka.
That's what I figured.
And the rails are off.
Because.
Oh, no, it's a match three game.
Yes.
Oh,
I told you.
I can't play two match three games.
I'm trying to warn you.
I tried to play that wrestling game, and it was god awful.
Yeah, well, this one will be like that.
It just kept giving me that same jerk. Every character was that same jerk.
Roman Reigns?
Yes, that jerk. Every character
it's always
was Roman
that
Reigns.
Jerk.
All right, it is downloading right now.
Okay, that's it. That's all I got for local news.
I am totally going to play that while we're filming. We're recording the rest of the show. Filming. Like anybody want to look at us?
That is not true. Also in local news, Ray, it's your wife's. It's Ray's wife's birthday.
That is true. Yeah, my God, Karen is yet another year older. God help us.
Now, why did Craig turn it into something negative? Because that's his job. I know why we have him on the show. Never mind.
Well, if I don't make fun of Karen's age, who will? I mean, somebody's got to.
That is true. You do that regularly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You do. It's like a trickle-down effect. I punch you in the kidneys.
Yeah.
You sass Karen's age.
Yeah. It's fun times.
Okay. We'll see. I like it. Anyway.
Oh, no. It's a Zynga product.
I'm going to pull up my script. Yeah, it's...
All right, we're
this was
on.
Not an ad for that game.
Yeah. Nope, that's just not what... Everything's gone.
All right, so now I have to go back and change my answer in the survey when it asked me what other mobile game I was playing. Now I'm going to have to say Wonka's World of Candy. I initially answered Hearthstone, because I play a bunch of Hearthstone.
I doubt that'll change.
All right. I also asked for Namor, big surprise. And more...
Oh, like what changes would you make?
Yeah, and more more PvE.
I was like, where did
events.
It ask about Namor? I didn't remember that at all.
Samurai.
I went the
hate
other
you.
Direction.
Samurai is the
I
worst
asked them to
ever.
Stop releasing so many characters. They were like, what can you do to make this game better? I was like, dial back new characters to once a month and just focus on quality of life improvements.
Right after they give me Namor, they can totally do that.
No dice.
All right.
So anyway, this week
it's always
sunny
in Xandar. Who got Jubilee pregnant?
that is gross. It works on a bunch of levels, and that episode is hilarious. But let me tell you about Jubilee real quick. Everybody's third favorite X-Men.
Yeah.
The new and improved Dazzler.
Who's
as
second?
It were.
I mean, I know Scott's first.
I don't know. I wanted to give everybody room to kind of fill in their own.
Okay.
You know, I hope it's Colossus, but I don't know. She runs yellow, purple, and green.
She's got a yellow.
Wow. Her yellow is passive. Whenever she makes a match, if the team has less health than the target, deal some extra damage. If there are at least 5 charged tiles on the board, this also applies to her allies. Ooh, I like that. The number of charged tiles needed goes down. The amount of damage goes up to 637. That is... I guess that builds up over time since it's passive and it's with every match, potentially. She's got a 12 cost purple ability. Pink? Purple. What?
Purple.
Purple. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember how that shuffled out. Purple.
You're just doing it to stir the pot, really, aren't you? I mean,
nope. I could have just read. It is yellow, purple, and green. Okay. I'm just feeling a little scattered. I don't know what's going on. I'll try to get back on board for the rest of the show. It's called a light show. It randomly changes the colors of a 3x3 block.
Yeah.
Surrounding your 2 chosen basic tiles.
It's the light show. Big Lad Show now.
Oh, is this a...
It's my little Big Show song there for you.
Yeah. Big Show entrance music song? That's okay, right. I was not super on board. It also deals a little damage, and it stuns a random enemy for two turns. Two random enemies for two turns? It gets better and better once it gets up there. Roman Candle. 9 green. Creates 2 charge tiles, replacing enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. If there are at least 5 charge tiles on the board, deals damage, deals some AoE damage to the enemy team. That goes down to 4 charge tiles, and the amount of AoE damage goes up. Oh, it creates 4 charge tiles and does the damage no matter what at level 5. That's great. Jubilee is great, but I played with her several times, and I think she's not great. Every time I hear her abilities, I get excited. And then when I think about it, I'm like, nope, I don't remember it going well. But do either of you guys... I think she's one of the... I noticed earlier in the infographic, Craig does not have this character championed.
No.
Wow, what's going on, Craig?
I just haven't gotten any covers, man.
Man, I thought I was slacking. I mean, it's still lower than yours, but still.
So I have her champed, and apparently I have her at the exact opposite of a good build.
5-4-4?
Yeah.
Do
you? I think that's the way that it just fell.
Okay. That makes the most sense. You do have her 5-4-4. That's funny. That does seem like a terrible build.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's why I think she's mediocre. I'm going to change that now.
3-5-5 and she'll be one of your top teams in no time?
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it, but maybe.
Right. Well, that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
It's Jubilee.
Who's not actually pregnant.
In no way.
She was a vampire for a while, right?
She was?
Yeah.
News to me.
In the comics, she was a vampire for a while.
I don't know. I don't read comics.
All right. Hey, let's see what Willie's got to tell us. I think she got cured.
Willie is going to have a coughing fit.
Hmm. In the meantime, Grinch, is your icon Nat X? Because if it is, I'm even happier than I was a minute ago. top 5 reasons I love Grinch's icons and name changes. Why 5? Because the man only lets me have 5.
All right. It's mail time.
Brought to you
by Willie Lumpkin.
Mail time.
That sounded awful.
Just yeah. Okay. Mail.
I stand corrected. That sounds even worse. First, let's start with Samurai. He says, so we had our gaming group's Thanksgiving tonight. I ran my 5th edition Legends of the Hidden Temple style gauntlet and ended up having 10 players. Officially the largest game I've ever run. I wouldn't doubt it. 10 sounds awful. But he says all 10 players loved the grog, so Ian was outvoted.
Could you... go back to the first sentence of that note, just so that I can let it soak into my mind for just a minute.
Gaming group Thanksgiving night?
One more time, because I'm quite there yet.
I'm not
Man,
sure what you're...
just when I thought you and Craig were the lamest people I knew.
That sounds awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. at a gaming group Thanksgiving. I think I'm just envious, but... I'm trying to pass it off as his problem.
Now, again, though, is this actual grog, rum and water, or that weird mulled wine situation?
Hot wine is what it is, Craig.
That is not. Grog is rum and water.
No.
That is mulled wine. That is mulled wine.
Well, there's other ingredients in it. It's not just wine.
Right. That's how you mull it. You put mulling spices in it.
I'm aware that it's not just... I know what mulled wine is, but it's not just... hot plus wine equals grog. It's lengthy recipe plus hot plus wine equals grog.
All right, so there you go. Moving on to Perondiac. Costumes. I mean, okay, but they missed Halloween by a few weeks, and to only have a limited run that you can get costumes instead of adding them to the vaults permanently, but yet still no 5-star Juggernaut? He's really pushing for the Juggernaut.
I'd be down for 5-star Juggernaut.
So would I, actually. The Clue, a bad influence. Legion is coming. Not this week. Although he would be a bad influence. Wasn't that the second clue that Legion was guessed, though?
Sure. We guessed Dazzler for about 30 clues in a row.
This is true. Always Sunny in Xandar, Valkyrie wrestles for the troops. Been trying to find a good team for her, and I force her to play with 4-star Rocket Groot and Gamorpha. But anyone works good with them, but I'm still looking for a better team. So if you have a good team for Valkyrie, let Perondiac know. Personally, I like using her with Thor, but then again, it's 5-star Thor, so same argument. Anybody works with them. Mad Jabroni, costumes? Really? I'm not sure how I feel about this. Instead of making a way for supports to be more obtainable or enabling in PvP, character reworks, or new events, we get costumes. I'll try and keep an open mind on all the changes, even when they thought vaulting was a good idea, but this one I don't think I can get behind.
Again, my theory is, you know, I don't spend money on this game, so if other people will buy these things and keep this game free for me, this is the greatest change ever.
I don't know about greatest change ever, but I'm fine with people buying the costumes. I'm going to try and get a few. I think they look cool. I'm probably not paying for them outright, but D-Wing, wall of text again. Craig, you need to be careful. Too many follow-ups without permission, and you will get thrown out of the White House. And now he complains about bikinis. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't even remember talking about bikinis.
It was pre-show, I think.
Huh.
I don't want to bring it up again just because I don't want to hear that rant again.
Okay.
Everyone on the Steelers should send Derek Bortles a Christmas present after that gift win.
You mean Jake Jordles?
Derek Bortles?
There is no such person that plays professional football that I'm aware of.
I don't know. Unless I'm just reading the comment, man.
I believe you.
I assume there's someone named Derek Bortles.
Maybe it just auto-corrected Blake to Derek.
It's Jake Jordles.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ask D-Wing. If the costume skins look different in the animations as well, then I am at least vaguely interested. There you go. A more positive comment. He also said, he asked, there's a Freddy Fazbear's in State College?
I don't know.
Did you get
that
reference?
No.
I assume they're talking about the Family Fun Center. I feel like Outback Ruse and Bloom Bounce is called Freddy Fazbear's wherever he lives in Illinois. Illinois. There's no S on that. I'm sorry.
I believe that's true. I didn't know what Freddy Fazbear's was, so I wasn't sure what he was talking about. But
I assume it's an inflatable bounce house.
And it's all sorts of references that nobody's getting. I thought, anyway. Next, I listened to No Cure for Cancer almost daily during my freshman year of college. That tells me about what age you are, because I listened to it during the year that it came out during my enlistment in the Air Force. So I, at one point, I had the whole thing nearly memorized. My roommate and I listened to it endlessly. Damage from Elektra's Shadow Step, a.k.a. her best power, will be boosted as well. Sounds like we have an Elektra fan. I don't know.
Can't
but apparently
her.
That's how Ian and I both died, so.
Oh, no.
Shadow Step. It's a killer.
Yeah, it is.
Stealth Pie segment last week. No way Joe saw that one coming. Craig's offer of two front teeth for Ian sounded vaguely threatening. Very vaguely.
Are you threatening me?
And the post-credit scene, Ian's bleeping almost made me wake up my family from laughing.
Man, someday I got to listen to our show to see what you actually put in on it.
I know.
I didn't realize I had a bout of obscenities.
Yeah,
sorry?
I think it was, you know, it was either before or after actual showtime, so.
Oh, okay.
Phew.
But if I put it in, then, you know, it has to be bleeped.
Right.
Alpha Team, next time you guys interview the devs, you gotta ask about this, and by this, I mean I gotta get an image and see if I can copy the address and share it for you. It is an image of the electric company with Gary Coleman as an engineer, and Bishop wearing nearly the exact same outfit as Gary Coleman.
I can't tell, is that Bishop or is that Cable?
Well, he's got a big gun and a scarf on his face, so curious where that came from. Twomp, who's listening right now, definitely don't have as many points as D-Wing, but here we go. Craig, I can't believe you never heard of Clearance Carter's IB Stroken. I still don't know what he's talking about.
Nope.
He does declare that sweet potato pie is greater than pumpkin pie. I'm pretty sure he's just trolling you, though.
Yeah, I don't believe that. No one believes that.
And I really wish I didn't make that comment, because I'm sure this will give the impression that pie talk is okay in the show when we all know it is not. Joe, you can come back now. And lastly, I don't know if I'm proud or ashamed of Ian for being super ready and prepared for the segment, then having his readiness dashed away when he found out it was Cottonmouth and not Copperhead.
Sorry.
But I left it in because it was funny.
Wait a minute, is this the song, I'm stroking to the east, I'm stroking to the west, I'm stroking to the whatever that
no,
I like best?
No, that's Billy someone, Billy Squire, isn't it?
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
It's Clarence Carter in person,
I'm not
huh?
able. Yeah.
I can't play it. We're in the middle of a show here. I'm busy playing this Willy Wonka game.
All right. That is all I have in the mailbag. Thanks, everyone, for the comments. Go vote. And thanks, Willy.
Thanks, Willy. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. It's acceptable.
Acceptable.
Acceptable. Go play your Willy Wonka. No one likes you. I got to figure out what characters are boosted. I haven't looked at the infographic yet. I don't know where I am and what's happening. Ooh, Black Widow. Man, that's an expensive green power, but it'll do a lot of AoE damage this week. Blade Noob's pretty good. I feel like those attack tiles that he puts out will be extra strong, and you'll get a little more damage out of his... forget what his black power is called, but it'll do a little more damage. The Hood, the greatest villain in the game.
No.
Second greatest villain in the game?
He's the greatest thief in the
greatest
game.
Greatest three-star villain in the game?
Well, maybe.
Okay. So anyway, he will do some more damage with those twin pistols. Oh, the Hulk. Just when you think he's not that awesome, he turns out that he's pretty okay. His green will do more damage. His red will do more damage. Will Black do more damage to you when he's boosted?
Yes, I believe it does.
Well,
Absolutely.
There you go. That's a downer. And the worst three-star character, the Punisher. He's not the worst.
No, he's not the worst.
He's kind of bad.
He's got the insta-gib, though.
He's what?
He's got that insta-gib.
Yeah, it's not that insta.
It's kind of insta.
It's insta in the way that that if your health is down to, like, 1,000, which is what it would do anyway, he'll kill you instantly. So that should do a little more damage. And it's got some great animation if you left those on for some reason, because you're me.
So, a little bit of a follow-up. We talked about the best villain, three-star villain in the game. I'm going to have to say that Hood is not even that. At one point, he may have been, but now Thanos exists.
Mm.
So
Thanos seems like a nice guy. He's just trying to bring balance to the universe. I don't want to judge him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanos did nothing wrong.
4 stars. Boosted. The King of Wakanda, Black Panther. Boosted. See what he does. Doesn't he fortify tiles and make tiles? Hang out with his sister and do stuff? Bet those tiles will be even stronger now. Oh, no. Domino's boosted already? I don't know what she does. We only talked about her, like, less than a show or two ago. Or 4. Because there's those guys from the future with guns. But she might have been in between them. I don't know. Let's see what she does. Destroys tiles. Nope. New tiles. Nope. Nope. Ooh, her red will do more damage. Oh, Hulkbuster. Speaking of reds, will do more damage.
Ooh.
Oh, man. He's just going to punch a hole right through the screen and end the game. You'll probably take a little extra damage from his black. But the strike tiles will be stronger. So
yeah.
That's good.
And it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, it's well worth it. 7 red at that boosted level is just going to wreck people. Mordo, he's a guy. I feel like all of his things do damage, and they should all do boosted amounts of damage. But his purple should do the most damage, because it eats up their AP, and it does damage for them collecting AP. So that's good fun. And the Winter Soldier. Oh, man. His trap tiles will do more damage. He might do a little more damage with his precision shot. And his red should explode for a lot of damage. Good for him. It's going to be a real okay week here in 4-star land. Lots of people doing lots of extra damage with red. Let's see. Let's hear from someone who plays this game what they will do with these boosted pair. All right, we're going to combine Domino with Mordo, and we are going to make his staff better because she makes so much black, and then he will use it to hurt people. Or you can put her with Hulkbuster, who is also boosted, because she'll load him up with black and he can just punch a hole through the universe. And I think that's it, because you've listened to me now and you can believe me later? Is that where we are?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. And those are, oh, and it was brought to you by Fortify. No, Mystify. Oh, it's all the same. Why did we go with a rhyme scheme? Sorry, Mystify.
Mystify.
It's like Ian's actually, you know, read this script once before.
Just once, and I didn't have it up, and I had already gone on to other things.
Uh-huh. Are you ready for the next part? Because this is you, too.
I'm not, because there was a note at the end of that last segment in the infographic that specifically said, don't forget to start opening up Steam now so you'll be ready for the next segment.
All right, let's hop over to Ray and Ian's support corner. So, hi, Ray, do you have something to share?
I certainly do. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ray. Hold on, I got to pull this up so I can be ready for this segment also. Why you sure, guys let me do this show? Said.
That's okay. It'll take me a little bit of time to get through this. Not long, yeah, but a little bit.
That's fine.
So this week in in-game supports, I'm going to talk about the Protectors of the Throne, the Dora Milaje. Is that how you pronounce that? Milaje? That's how I
pronounce
it.
All I know is that the Milaje still races.
Okay. So, the Dora Milaje, Protectors of the Throne, you can equip this to all the characters who are named Black Panther.
Oh.
Very
right.
Specific. So, at rank 1 with a 1 star in this support, the supported character, that would be Black Panther, yellow match damage is increased by 10, which slowly goes up to 110 match damage at maximum rank, or maximum level. Rank 2, 2 stars, when the supported character makes a red match, 8% chance to gain 1 extra red AP. I like the extra AP. And at max level, that goes up to a 40% chance to gain 2 red AP. That I like. Rank 3, start of the battle, there's a 22% chance to create 2 projectiles of strength 32, which goes up to a 70% chance to create 2 projectiles of strength 331. Now, I don't like this one, and let me tell you why. The start of the battle powers, I just don't care for, because they happen once and then they're done. So, don't care for that one. But, at rank 4, supported character's maximum health increased by 242, which goes up to 2,541. Nice little boost to your health. Rank 5, when you make a match 5 or greater, improve a friendly strike attack or projectile by 44, which goes up to 464 at max level. That's pretty strong, and he's going to have tiles out there, so that'll be useful. And there's a bonus when equipped to Black Panther, which is, Black Panther Civil War. So when equipped specifically to Civil War Black Panther, if the character takes at least 5% of their health in damage, deal 77 damage. That's not very much.
No. But it adds up?
It goes up to 812 damage.
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, it's still not a lot.
No.
This support leaves a lot to be desired, in my opinion. It's got the one that's at the start of the battle. It's got the match 5. The match 5 is pretty good. The boost in AP is good. The match damage is all right. But, the bonus power is kind of lacking. Right.
There's I feel like there's a ton of, not a ton, but comparatively, there are many Wakandan-themed supports. This is probably the least desirable of them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not useless, but no. This is, the least desirable, definitely. So, I mean, it's okay. I don't have the support, like a lot of them, but, put it on your Civil War Black Panther if you don't have anything else. So, that's all I got. Ian, do you have anything to share with the group?
I do. Hello, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Yes?
Sorry, I wanted to give you just a minute to recover from playing your game.
All right.
And let you know, I need you to get into this support. Okay. So we had to get up super early, and now we're in a rush, and we need to get all the way over to gate C9 before our plane takes off. But we've got our wives in tow, and they're exhausted. If there was only some way we could get there a little bit easier, that would be a huge benefit. A support, if you will. But look, it's an auto walk. Or a moving walkway or a moving sidewalk.
The oh, best people part, mover.
The people mover. A horizontal escalator, if you will. A skywalk, if you're British and wrong. Yep, so these are conveyor belts that you put yourself on that take you from one section of the airport or of the museum or of the zoo or of the theme park or of the urban area to one other portion that's slightly further away. Now, if you've ever been on a people mover before, I would like to forward you this question potentially. Both. Are you a person who gets on one of these and walks? If the answer is yes, I'd like to know why. What was wrong with the non-moving sidewalk that you were already on? Why did you come to push me out of the way so that you could walk on the people mover?
I have an answer.
Sometimes you need to get there faster.
Ray has a... No. Wait, go ahead, Ray.
My answer actually is the same as Craig's, because I'm in the O'Hare, I believe it is, and I have to get from gate F27 to C39, which is 10 miles from one another, and I need to get there as fast as possible.
Okay.
And I don't have the energy.
You're suggesting that the tiny bit of momentum that the people mover gets you propels you that much faster than just walking on the carpet?
It feels better. It lessens my anxiety.
All right.
I mean, you are shaving seconds off of your walk by doing that.
Wow. That is, all right. I'll consider that the next time I don't move on the people mover. But the moving walkway.
Anyway, it's stand on the right, walk on the left. Those are the rules.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's fine. If you follow the rules, that's fine. I've never been compelled to, you know, utilize it for walking. Just seems next we're going to have people. You just same thing with escalators. I don't understand why you would pass me on an escalator. Yeah, it's doing all the moving for you.
No, those are going up and down stairs. I'm not spending energy to climb stairs when I don't have to. That's just absurd.
Okay.
You stand on an escalator and you let it do the work.
Yeah, that's a yes. That's where I was going with my original point. Well, that's a people mover. That's this week's out of game support. Thanks, Fortify.
Yes.
Fortify yourself.
I'm just going to start calling all of our sponsors Cable. Cable?
All right, hold on. I got to get out of this Wonka game and get back over to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
What tree did you choose for your first tree?
I don't know. I've picked a couple trees already.
Right. I know, but the first tree was key.
I've got benches. It is?
I didn't get to the benches recently. The first tree, you had to pick like a gummy bear tree or some other tree. Or the tree that had those giant orange spheres that were filled with green goo. I was like, you gotta go with the green goo tree.
I don't remember which one I picked. I'm sorry.
All right. Hopefully it was the green goo tree.
All right. Let's open up tokens brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Oh, I'm bright.
All right. Well, this is Bishop I'm poking on, right?
Yep. In that case, are you going
first? I poked
him.
Okay. I did. I already poked him. I got that guy. The recently dethroned Baron Mordo, who's now just Mordo, and his staff of the Living Tribunal.
Carl. Hey, he's going to be boosted. You should try teaming him up with Domino.
That gets him to level 282.
I hear his purple power is going to wreck people.
Probably. It's going to be boosted, that's for sure. I'm going to give this fancy shoulder pad a try. See what comes out of there. Hey, what do you know? Craig's favorite. Classic Cyclops. I'll get him ready for the coming up crash.
Do you have him champed yet?
I do.
Okay.
I'll get him slightly readier.
I closed the graphic. I wasn't sure.
All right, update for Ian. My first tree has big blue and white peppermint swirls on it.
Gross. Bad
choice. The second tree is the big red cherry things.
Okay.
And then
no gummy bear tree, but it's acceptable.
All right, Grinch says that you should have poked him in the cybernetic eye, so that's what I'm going for.
Good. Strong choice.
Ha ha! Worked, Grinch! Thanks!
5-star. Thank you.
I got a purple cover. It is destroy everything. Screech. And if you're just keeping up, that's a Loki. Which brings my Loki to a 3-4-4. By the way, I'm getting nothing but Loki from the latest Legends, so...
Cool.
No chance of Cable. I haven't got a single Cable. But 3-4-4 Loki. I hear
his stun is fantastic.
Yeah.
In fairness, Cable does have stun. It's just not impressive.
Not as much.
No.
What are you going for me, man?
Not much. I don't mind.
All right.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. So many great shows. There's shows about Marvel Puzzle Quest. There's shows about Marvel Puzzle Quest. No, I'm just kidding. It's the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. And we have gotten together with several other podcasts for all your podcasting desires. You can check them out. We have individual links available at our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could just head right over to soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com, or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com for a giant archive of everything current and past on the network.
Sam Ray combined all the shows to once and said, well, there's a show about an atheist Puzzle Quest pro wrestler who watches Willy Wonka 1 minute at a time.
Nice.
Todd's wrestling. All right, anything else for the good of the order?
I have nothing.
Also... Nay, says
Sweet.
I.
Sweet, we're going to be done by 10:10. This is amazing. All right, thanks everybody for joining us this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. You know the drill. It's our webpage, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, all those places. Get a hold of us. Vote. Who wins? Ronan the Accuser in a super, super in the bottom of the Marietta Trench encounter against Andromeda. You go to the Amazon banner, buy yourself a whole lot of stuff for Christmas, and send us some nickels for us. That would be awesome. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and, buy yourself some swag. That's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, praise to Old Glory. Good night, everybody.
Wow. Who did we have? Good night.
You forgot already?
Yes.
Oh, bye, friends.
We just picked those people.
I know.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.